Simon, I am so unfit. I've just had to run down the hill from the top of Bangor down to the train station to catch the first man who carried the torch into Bangor city centre. But I managed it. Simon, it's quickly, what's your name?
It's Matthew Davis.
Matthew, how did it feel being bringing it into
the It's excellent. The crowds here are excellent. It's a really fantastic experience.
Brilliant.
Very sore.
Thank you.
All right, I'll take you. Sorry, guys.
Matty's friends were also at the side of the road taking pictures as he performed the kiss. That's when the one torchbearer passes the flame on to the next. And this is what his friends had to say. How did it feel for you to watch him coming down that hill carrying the flame?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, it's such a great opportunity. I mean, he does a lot of charity work and stuff, and he's a big ambassador for science and improving science and education and stuff. So it's brilliant to actually see him running. And it's, you know, such a great day here as well. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, for the last part of the torch relay, Simon, it was a real carnival atmosphere down here in Bangor. As it came past the cathedral, it was carried by Andrew Morris. He's from Swansea. He's a gymnastics Olympian. He competed back in the 84 and the 88 games. He now coaches and judges the sport. Right as he finished his run, he told me how he felt.
Fantastic. Unbelievable atmosphere. I couldn't believe how many people are out in the streets. It's just unbelievable.
And for you, you know, it's special being involved in the Olympics as well, just in the special way.
Oh, yeah. This is a dream come true. It's fantastic.
And are you keeping that?
Of course I am.
Brilliant.
Of course.
Enjoy the evening.
Thank you. Cheers.
Well, that's it for today. Simon, the torch is now on its way to Vainall Hall for tonight's evening celebration. Don't forget, you can see all the pictures online at heart.co.uk.
Ends up in Chester today, but it started out at Beaumaris Castle at 7:05 this morning.
Making its way now to Menai Bridge, and I believe our reporter is out and about.
Andy Downton.
Spence, Angela, I'm absolutely soaked. I'm on a boat heading down the Menai Strait. We're heading towards the Menai Bridge from Beaumaris. It's where Ellen Evans is carrying the torch. She was nominated for her work in women's rugby. And this is an absolute spectacle. We've got about a dozen boats all around chasing. We've even got the RAF Sea King helicopter overhead as well. You can check out the pictures. We're all on our Twitter page. Look for Heart, NW and Wales.
And there is some remarkable pictures on there. Thank you very much for Andy. Yeah, do search that out on Twitter, Heart, NW and Wales. Our breakfast with Spence and Angela, and our reporter Andy Downton has been following the Olympic flame and everything that's been going on with it today. And he's on with us again. Andy, how are things going?
Spence, Angela, I've managed to track down the man who brought the flame into the Guildhall here. Your name, sir?
Ron Price.
Ron, why were you nominated?
I don't know. I've wondered that myself. My daughter did it. I hope everything she said was the truth.
What type of things did she say?
Yeah. I've no idea. She won't let me see the letter that she wrote. I think she's told my wife, but she won't show me the letter.
It was a bit of a shock when the letter came through to say you're going to be carrying it.
Well, I didn't get a letter to start with. It was purely a telephone call. You see. Oh, yeah, you get asked by Lloyds. Yeah. Pure.